This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I think we're good to go. Well, hi everybody. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome back to the Happy Times. Now, unfortunately, this is going to be the first Happy Times ever where there isn't an intro song rolling because we don't have it anymore. I apologize that I haven't made a podcast in a while. I know a lot of you, you really come to these podcasts for help and advice and everything like that. And whether it's to calm down, whether it's to get your little escape, I think that's amazing. And I am truly sorry that I've been gone for so long without saying a word. Recently, I went on a road trip, and that road trip insisted of me going to the West Coast of Canada. Now, I've done the West Coast of America before. I started in San Fran, and I went all the way to Seattle and whatnot. And I actually, on my West Coast trip of Canada, I even touched in Washington. So that's pretty cool. It's kind of like I did the full West Coast of North America. And so I landed in Calgary, and we drove to like Jasper, Banff. Then we did like Tofino, Nanaimo, Vancouver Island, all that kind of stuff. And we ended up in Vancouver. Now, if you follow me on Instagram or if you watch me on YouTube or anything like that, you know that my trip did not end in the best way possible. And this is not what this podcast is necessarily going to be about. As a topic is money. I do want to talk about, I feel like we need to talk about money every now and then. I feel like it's what drives our world. It's what drives our whole entire world. So I do want to talk about it. And I'm just sitting on my couch, just to give you guys paint a picture. I'm just sitting on my couch, and I'm feeling very vulnerable. I just have my mic up off the stand. It's to my face, and I just wanted to talk. I've been feeling very emotional recently for a couple of reasons. I'm in a very like vulnerable state of mind, and I just think I've always thought to myself that it's best to open up and share it with the world, because the day that, you know, I'm dead, I don't want anybody to ever feel like they can't share things, or that there wasn't somebody out there like them. And if I'm out there, if I'm that person that's out there that is like somebody else, well, I want to help them as much as I can. So that's why we're making these. And the way my West Coast trip ended, and this happens to, you know, this happens a lot. It's a very common thing. And I have felt really bad, because I am so privileged in my life. I didn't grow up with a lot of money. I grew up with a below average class family. We lived in a small little bungalow. We hustled for our money. My mom made a
good amount of money, but she worked overtime. She was never really home. My dad struggled to find jobs and stuff, and I didn't really understand anything. All my friends were pretty, no, my friends were rich, but my friends' families were rich. And so I didn't really understand that. And then, you know, now that I do what I do, it's not that I'm making a lot of money, but I understand it. I'm dealing with business and I understand what costs what and everything like that. So on the end of my West Coast trip, all of my stuff got stolen. We parked our car in Vancouver in a parking garage. And we just went into the city, and it was, I feel so bad because it was my idea. Like, I wanted to go into Vancouver, like the city, because we were there and I wanted to, before we flew out, it was literally 2 hours before our flight. I wanted to go see the city. And so we went into the city. We were gone for a total of 3 hours, and we come back, and my friend Brie, I went with my best friend Brie, and she starts the car and it sounds like a window's open, and we look in the back. And the window is just busted. Our pullback window shield was just busted open. It shattered. And every single thing was stolen except for my water bottle and my USB cord to my iPhone. In the bag that I had, they could take literally everything. They took all my clothes. They took my friend's clothes. That's all she really had was clothing and like boots and bags and stuff. But mine was a little bit on the pricier side. I had clothing, I had all my workout gear, everything. What I love to do is work out and run and be active and everything. So that was all stolen. So like my Blundstones, my Birkenstocks, my Saucony running shoes, my dry fit shirts, my Lululemon, all that kind of stuff. And that's, again, this sounds very privileged because I am. And I don't want to, I will acknowledge that. I don't want to play that off like it's, you know, a huge deal, when in reality I was able to buy that stuff, and I'm very thankful that I'm in this position that I've created for myself. And the one bag that got stolen, it was my Gregory bag. That bag cost me like $170 because it was a hiking bag, and it had like a 30 liter hydration pack in it because I wanted to go hiking with Frankie, which is my dog. So I bought a new bag for this trip. It's gone. But what was in that bag was my camera, my Canon EOS R, which is about $4,000, just the body of my lenses, my Sigma, my Canon. Those are both they probably cost about, again, like $4,000. And then I had my mics in there. And hence why I took so long to make a new podcast, because my mics got stolen. Those were about $300 to $600 in total. Then my drone got stolen. That was about $1,750. Just everything. And my laptop got stolen, which was about $5,000 or $4,600. All my charging cords, everything like that. And if you know Apple, you know they charge up the ass for that. And then my hard drive got stolen as well. And that's what broke my heart. They could have taken every piece of clothing, all my shoes, everything. And I'm not complaining about Gucci shit. They could have taken literally everything. They could have taken my laptop. They could have taken my camera. They could have taken literally everything. If they left that hard drive, I would have been happy. The reason why I want this hard drive is because I don't make these videos to get views or money. That's just a very nice bonus. I make these videos because in the future, if my kids ever have a problem, they can simply, I hand this hard drive over to them and they can see my life. They can see what I went through. They can see that they're not alone. And now number 7 is missing. That was my 7th hard drive, and now on 8. And now number 7 is missing. It's like this point in time, and I know it's not gone. I've lived it, but to them I haven't, because it was this hard drive. And I know listening to this, you might not understand, but it broke my heart. It made me feel invaded. It made me feel uncomfortable. And I've been very oblivious to it all this past week. I've gone through insurance and everything like that, and I'm waiting for the police reports to come in and everything, and it's taking a very long time. And people are like, oh my god, how are you holding up? And I was like, I literally don't know. My entire life I've always been able to, you know, fix things. I always call my mom, she's a nurse, she can, you know, heal me. I can call my manager, he can handle business. I can call literally anyone. I can call the police and be like, hey, go get this back. This one I can't. I'm never gonna see this stuff back. The person stole my underwear. How weird is that? I'm somebody who, I don't really like fast fashion stuff. So I like to, you know, spend a it sucks that good quality stuff costs money. I hate that. But I do rather spend, you know, I've spent $100 American on three pairs of underwear before, but I, you know, it's amazing quality. It's not fast fashion. I didn't buy it from H&M and, or Zara or literally wherever that makes all this fast fashion stuff that they're just pushing out. I bought it with hard earned money and I just think it's freaking weird. They have my underwear and my socks and stuff. And I'm very much a person who is laid back and chill and easygoing. Like when the stuff got stolen, Bree was freaking out, and granted I was too. I was so scared, but I knew that I had to be there for my friend. So I got out of the car and I was like, okay, let's go upstairs and let's call the police. And and I told the police officer, I was like, listen, I'm not about to miss my flight in 2 hours just because you guys are going to take 3 hours to drive down here and you're going to ask me the same questions you're asking me on the phone. So do we need to do this now or can you call me when I'm back in Ottawa? And he's like, honestly, I was going to tell you to fly home. And with all this being said, I'm also in a point in my life where, this is a white boy complaining about privileged shit. I'm not trying to hide that. But I'm at a point in my life where, you know, I was looking at getting a car and my lease is up. And in Canada, you kind of need a car, especially if you have a dog. And I drive my brother around as well. And I'm a big family dude. So I like to be able to drive a car. And I have a dog now, so I kind of have to. If I have to go to the vet, you know, it's kind of important that I do have a car and stuff like that. And so this the amount of stuff that was stolen was $20,000 worth of stuff. That's just my bags. And yeah, that's a lot of money. And I want you to know that the money that I earn goes right back into the stuff that I create. The literally everything I've ever made. When I bought my first car and I got my apartment, none of that money came from YouTube. When I bought my laptop, that money came straight from YouTube. When I bought my camera, YouTube. When I bought all this stuff, Instagram, YouTube, whatever it is, all of that money came from there. And I'm not somebody who gets 100,000 views on every single video. I get a rare, popular video. And so I'm not seeing thousands and thousands of dollars per month. I'm seeing, you know, I mean, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm not seeing these crazy numbers. It's not like I can just go out and rebuy everything in the next day. Because it took me 6 years to buy all that stuff. And I'm super thankful. And I'm more than thankful to be able to be home right now with clothes in my closet still. I had to go buy a lot of underwear, which I'm pissed about. But I'm really thankful. But it really got me shooken up, I guess. And it brought me to talking about money. Because I find in the industry that I am, it's a very common theme to spend money. It's a very common theme to flex. The internet is full of people saying, oh, I have this much money. We've talked about this before with the Ace family. And I've been at that point. Every time I would go out with drinks for friends, I would always be like, oh, I'll take the bill. I would pay for literally everybody. I didn't even know who was at the table. And I would just pay. Because I've never been one to really care about money. I've always hustled for my money. I've always needed it. I've always never really had it, but it's never been something that I'm really attached to. So giving it away to somebody or giving it, you know, paying for a bill was never something that like was big on my, it was like meant a lot to me. It was just something that I, you know, why wouldn't I? And it took me a while to realize that, you know, you don't have to walk in and get the best thing. And I've always been fighting, and this is very hard to admit, especially as a creator. I've always had to fight to be humble. Now, I'm not even a popular creator. Now, can you imagine a Logan Paul or a Shane Dawson or a Dolan's twin, even an L. Mills, who was just my friend? Can you even imagine how hard they have to fight to be humble? And there's nothing wrong with, you know, flexing your money or going to do stuff, but you do have to put, you know, your family first. You have to think about yourself. You have to remember that, you know, not everything is always irreversible. I can't change that my stuff got stolen. I'm also not in the point in my life where I can just rebuy that stuff tomorrow. Some people are, and that's great, but is that the way you want to live? I personally don't. I don't want to, you know, if somebody just takes my laptop, I'll just go buy another one. Here, you want this one too? I'll go buy another one. I don't want to live like that. And It didn't take me to lose all this stuff to realize that, because I've realized that going into my life. And as I grow older, I remember I used to walk in to like, I was that asshole that was like, I walked into a clothing store and I would want the most expensive thing. I walked into the Mini dealership and I was like, what? I don't want a Mini Cooper. I want the Mini Cooper S. Why would I want the Mini Cooper? It's less expensive. And it wasn't even like, it wasn't that I had more money. It wasn't that I wanted to spend more money. It was that the more money got me nicer things. And why wouldn't I get nicer things, especially if I had the money? And that's not always the case. We don't always have to spend money. And I think a lot of these creators are sharing the stories of how they're spending so much money, and it pisses me off, because I'm sitting here and I've hustled my ass off every single day to even get, you know, a good amount of money, or where I am to be able to even afford half the stuff that was in my bag. And I'm super thankful for that. And just, I've never shared this topic before. I've never told people how much I've spent for my laptop or my cameras or anything like that. But I lost $20,000 worth of stuff that I paid for over 6 years. $20,000 over 6 years. That's not a lot of money over 6 years. And especially being in a creator. And it just, it's hard. I know this might not be something that's very relatable, but it's very hard to admit to that I'm just not, who, especially when my saying stay you, I have been fighting to be me for so long. And money is a huge factor, and it can truly change a lot of people. And I think once people go to LA, New York, whatever it is, they're spending so much money to live a certain lifestyle when their lifestyle doesn't have, there's no monetary value beside your life. You're limited to one, and that's about it. That's the only number beside your name, is that there's only one of you. And I think we're constantly, you know, buying the newest thing, getting this big thing to compare ourselves to others, to fit in, buying this fake shit to make ourselves fit in or stand out and be like somebody else, just so we can impress somebody that doesn't even matter to us. And the stuff that I've bought, you know, I was trying to impress, whether it was myself or whether it was the 16-year-old Joey trying to impress himself because his other 16-year-old friends were able to buy whatever skateboards they wanted. They were able to eat lunch. I never bought a cafeteria meal because I couldn't afford it. And nobody really knows that. And it just, it's not that I'm not humble. It's not that I have the ability to be the top class, an A class, whatever they freaking call it. I'm not that type of person. But even being above mid I hate it. I don't like it. I've been car shopping recently because I need to get a new car. I drive a Mini Cooper. A Mini Cooper, the one I drive is, I don't know the exact price. I know it's over $40,000. That's the type of car I drive. And so that was my dream car. Mini Cooper was, I love it. I love it so much. It's a little small. I want a bigger car for Frankie. And when I first started looking at cars, I was like, okay, I'm going to get a Jeep. A Jeep is a $60,000 car with nothing in it. It literally is a box. Then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go look at, why wouldn't I look at Audis, Mercedes, BMWs? Why wouldn't I look at all that? I went to look at a Volvo. It's $62,000. And I recently just got back from looking at Volkswagens, and those are $40,000. And that's a lot more reasonable. I know that's the same price as the Mini I have now, but it's a bigger car and everything like that. But never in my life would I ever want to go look at a Volkswagen, ever. Never in my whole entire life. I would think that's not luxury enough. And so right now, again, I'm fucking privileged, and I hate the way I sound right now. I truly do not like it. But if you are listening to this and you relate to me at all, fuck you. Like, honestly, appreciate what you have. And it's okay to have to, you know, fight this feeling of going back to being humble, because I think we truly forget what we have in our lives and what we forget to appreciate. And so a car, they all have the same things in them. My biggest thing is safety. Volvo invented the seatbelt. Did you know that? That's why I went to that car. I care that my dog is safe. I know, my little baby. I care that he's safe in my car. I care that if I drive my mom, she's safe in my car. There's plenty other safe cars out there. But I went to the safest. And I'm going to keep looking at other cars. And I know you might not have an interest in cars, or you might not even have an interest in money. And this podcast isn't for you, and I apologize. But it's something that I've dealt with for the past 5 years, 6 years, ever since I started, you know, having an income it's always been something that I've really, really dealt with. And it's just taken me now to realize that I don't have to spend money. You don't have to. You don't have to have the newest Apple TV. You don't have to have the newest iPhone. You don't need the newest Apple Watch. You don't need the newest car on the lot, the best one. I remember I used to walk into a dealership and be like, what's the most expensive one you have? I couldn't ever afford the most I still can't afford the most expensive one they have, but yet I would want to see it. I would want to feel like I can buy it, feel like I can just do this. And even if I can't, I never want to drive a Honda. And that's just the way my brain has been, you know, programmed now, because I've been so oversaturated and consumed and surrounded by these stupid fucking influencers that are saying that you need to spend so much money. You don't. You don't need Gucci. You don't need Louis. You don't need to go buy an iced coffee every damn day. You don't need to do all this. And I know I tell you guys to go get a coffee every day, but that's to get you out of the house. You don't have to go eat Avo Toast. You don't need to go eat brunch. Brunch is $20 freaking plus. You don't need to go do that. You can make it at home. And I just want you to know that, like, money is a thing that comes and it can go very easily. Don't let it control your life, because your life can go very easily as well, except you only have one of those. Money is, you can come in whatever shapes and sizes. Your life is yours. And if you surround it and live it by money, then you're truly not going to live a very good life. And once you lose yours, you're done. And speaking of money, I wanted to announce that my book is now on pre-sale. You can pre-order my book. My book is $15 American, $20 Canadian. If you want to go buy it, you can go to stayu.ca. It's called What's the Rush? I've been writing it. I wrote it for 3 years. It's the fourth year now, and it's finally out. And it would mean a lot to me if you guys could go pre-order it. Not for money. Literally, I'm charging it. The reason why the prices are the way they're priced for my book is because if it sells well, I want to be able to print more. And in order to print more, I do have to profit a little bit. And that money goes straight to printing. And then it also goes to a tour and doing shows and book signings and everything like that, so I can make it as cheap as possible for you. But for you, so if you help me now, I can hopefully return the favor in the future. And I just want to say thank you in advance to anyone who buys the book. And this is not a pity story of me saying, hey, I lost $20,000 worth of stuff. You know, that stuff I already spent the money on. That's gone. It's okay. I'm not broke. I'm not. I hate when people say they're broke. It's one of my pet peeves, and I used to say it all the time, but I am so privileged to be and thankful to be where I am and have the, you know, $5 in my pocket that I have right now. Some people don't even have the opportunity to go get a job to get that $5. So really appreciate where you are now, and if you can't afford my book, don't call yourself broke. Get up, and if you can go get a job, go get one. Not to buy my book, but just because, well, you have the opportunity to. So do not complain when you have the chance to change something. But anyways, guys, thank you very much for listening. I apologize for being so away from the podcast, but we are back. And I hope you don't think I'm an asshole for making this podcast, as it is something very hard to admit. And if any creator listened to this, I know no creator listened to this, but just, I know money's going to affect you, especially when you start seeing success. Just remember who you are, and remember that a bag, a car, certain shoes, rings, lipstick, certain whatever it is, it doesn't make you any different than who you are on the inside. Then the inside matters a lot more. So whether you're using Dove body wash or a $500 body wash from, I don't know, Givenchy, like, get off your fucking high horse, bud. And just start living your life and be super freaking thankful. That was not a word. I couldn't even finish that sentence. But truly, I'm thankful for where I am. I'm thankful for the people who are listening to this podcast. And I hope I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Well, next week. Anyways, if you want to go pre-order my book, you can go to stayu.ca. I'll talk to you guys next time. Okay, bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.